Away we go. John DeBella Show, daily podcast on a Thursday morning, September 16th. It's all the good stuff in case you missed it or want to hear it again. Pretty short and sweet show today. Two main topics. Top that. If you remember, we did this once before. We basically give you 30 seconds to tell us a story on some theme, and you got to keep topping the people that came before you. Find out where it landed today for pitching your favorite band. Alice Cooper joined us today, one of the best dudes in rock and the golf world, might I say. He had a lot to say on both and had some great stories about celebrities to share to boot. Song Stories brought down the sledgehammer, and we teased my big football betting debut tomorrow. Dave's Pigskin Picks coming up. I still got to crunch some numbers, so here we go. It's the Daily Podcast.
This afternoon, it could be dangerous in some areas. And once again, be weather aware. I love the way this phrase has managed to pop up out of nowhere. All of a sudden, all the weather people.
What's with weather in that? Every year.
Be weather aware, right? You know, so, well, be weather aware.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, look, it's raining. Oh, look, I'm weather aware.
Good for you. What a citizen.
All right. How you doing?
Good.
I got to tell you something.
It's Thursday.
I am excited. I am really, really excited. Was Alice Cooper's calling?
Oh my God! Yeah, it's been a while.
Right? Yeah, it's been 2016. I think it was the last time we spoke to him.
Longer than I thought.
Right? You know, and Alice will talk about anything. All right, mm-hmm. And we have the question from the other day about him and needles.
Yes.
All right, we've got to ask him about that. Yep. I've got another question. I didn't even tell you guys about that. It'll be fun. Of course, you guys will want to talk about golf.
Can we?
Yes, of course.
Can we, John?
Right. How do you not talk about golf?
I know. He wrote a book about it.
All right, so I'm going to make a deal with you guys. All right, when Alice gets here, right, you guys can ask a golf question for every time I ask a rock question.
Oh, okay? Wow. All right, I'll take that bet.
I don't want it to turn into a total golf conversation, right? But I realize.
I'll take half.
Hey, that's up to Alice, John, not us.
Okay, all right. You're right. It's up to Alice. Alice will talk about anything. Yeah. He's the nicest guy on the planet.
I know who it is. I know who the monster is.
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on.
Who is it? Tell us.
It's John DeBella.
It is so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
We tried this once before and had a lot of fun with it. We call it Top That. And I think the last time we did it, it was... artists that you would like to see that you couldn't see again
that you had seen,
and you would like to see one more time, right? And then somebody and people were calling all sorts of great suggestions, and the winner was the guy who saw Elvis.
Correct. He beat out Queen with Freddie.
right. Exactly. Yeah. We thought Queen with Freddie was going to be it.
How do you top that?
Right. Well, Elvis. That did it. So we were thinking about doing it again today, and this time is going to be the favorite bands edition. So here's what we want from you. You've got 30 seconds to convince us why we should listen to your favorite band, as if we've never heard them before.
Right.
Whatever that band might be, we'll give you 30 seconds. We'll get a bunch of people on the phone. We'll once again see who could top that.
Sure.
So call us here in the studio at 215-263-WMGK. Whatever the band is, you've got the opportunity now to, as if we've never heard them, right, convince us why we should listen to your favorite band.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Wow.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Alice Cooper is going to join us later on this morning. This is going to be Alice is like one of the best people to talk to because he's open about everything. You can talk to him. He's got stories. He's got this golf life of his. He's just an amazing, all around amazing guy and puts together some of the greatest bands that have ever been on a rock stage, you know, and the pity of it is so many people don't even know who those people are, but they are just incredible musicians. Who's the woman that's playing guitar with him now?
It was Orianthe.
Now it's Nita.
Nita
guitar player?
Nita something.
Thanks, Dad. Right. I enjoyed that.
So, what's happening on the roadway?
Nita Strauss.
Nita Strauss, thank you. Okay. Thank you, computer.
Now, Cindy, go ahead.
All righty.
So later on this morning, we're going to do a favorite bands edition of Top That. We played Top That once before. We were mentioning this earlier. Some people checking in that want to be part of it. You could check in too, 215-263-WMGK. Basically, the way this works, the first time we did it was like a band that you saw before that you cannot see again, but you would love to see one more time. And people were calling in with great suggestions. This time around, it's you've got 30 seconds to convince us why we should listen to your favorite band, but convince us as if we've never heard of this band at all.
Right.
You know, if you just call in and go, the Beatles, because I really like them, I don't think you're going to sway us.
All right? So an example. So for me, if I'm trying to explain to you guys, Foo Fighters.
All right.
So take this drummer from Nirvana, made his own band after Kurt Cobain passed away.
All right.
They're still making new music. They've gotten into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All those classic rock stars you love want to play with the lead singer of Foo Fighters because he's so damn good. Every album they do is different from the album they just did before.
And your 30 seconds is up.
They did a disco album. Suck it. 31.
That would have sold me less.
All right. But that's basically what we're looking for. You know, what is your reasoning? Convince us as if we've never heard the band before. So call us at 215-263-WMGK. We're going to get to Song Stories at 7:10, and it's not a Steve Winwood song. And we'll explain that in a moment.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Whole Food Markets. As you know, I'm a Peter Gabriel fan, and you know, obviously a song like Sledgehammer is something I love. I never realized this was going on. On first hearing it, a lot of people thought Peter Gabriel's chart-topping 1986 Sledgehammer song was a Steve Winwood song.
Huh.
All right? And the former Traffic frontman basically said himself, because like people were coming up to me, well, I'll let him explain it, because... people thought it was his.
It never occurred to me, actually. What I thought when I first heard it was, oh, this sounds like a Memphis sound of the late 60s, early 70s. That's what I thought. And then just everybody told me it sounded like me, so I thought, well, it must sound like me. But I think probably the harmonic makeup of his voice has always been a bit similar, but I think this time he actually did a kind of song that I would do too, and it just, like, everyone thought it was me. But I think it's a great song.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
At 7:40, Alice Cooper is going to join us at 8:10. He's calling in from Detroit. And they're in rehearsals, and I guess we're catching them before rehearsals this morning, right? And, you know, that's what I love about Alice. That's what I love about, you know, having to talk to an older rocker, because they're up early.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no problem. They're up early. And, you know, Alice has got to get some golf in before he does anything else. So, but we'll have Alice on the air at 8:10 this morning. And, of course, coming up at 8 o'clock, Dr. Big Bucks has more money for you, $500 to be had. But let's look forward to tomorrow for 7:40 tomorrow morning. Dave makes his debut as the prognosticator here on the show. It'll be his pigskin picks tomorrow. And look, folks, we live with this guy coming in every Monday morning telling us about the money he's made on his picks.
Check out this screenshot. Oh, this one too.
Right,
all right,
yeah.
Don't look at the other eight.
Right, you know, right, right. Well, you always see the winners. You never see the losers.
Yeah.
Right, right. But tomorrow morning.
Yeah, man, my debut.
It is.
A lot of pressure.
All right, and on top of you doing that, what we're going to do is we're going to give you the opportunity to pick a game as well. And it won't be any of the ones that Dave does. We'll give you your own game. We'll give you the spread. And if you pick correctly, you're going to walk away with $50. If you're incorrect, we're going to take that $50 and roll it over to the next week.
I guess.
And keep rolling it over until we get a winner. So there's going to be money to be had with Dave's Pigskin Picks starting tomorrow morning at 7:40.
The John DeBella Show.
This show is my life.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Getting ready for your favorite band's version of Top That. And you're basically doing a Top That tonight at Parks, aren't
yes.
you?
Yes. Yeah, the house band competition.
The house band competition. Three bands going up against each other to be the MGK house band, Grindhouse, Stranger Than Normal, and the Real Fugitives. Whoever wins this, this is week two of
correct.
The semifinals. Whoever wins this gets $1,000 in new gear, recording time at Soundplex Studios, free merch, and a whole lot more. It's all happening tonight at the 360 stage, at the 360
bar,
whatever.
Bar and grill.
No, it's not a bar and grill, right? But from what I understand, they redid 360.
Right.
And supposedly
it looks, cool.
it looks really,
yeah.
really great.
I'll have a full breakdown tomorrow.
Okay. All right,
the first
good.
Hour of the show.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Very good. That'll be the whole first hour
yeah,
of the show.
The blueprints.
All right. But check out all the information at WMGK.com. Obviously, it's being brought to us by Parks Casino and everyone here. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. All right, so Top That. These are the rules. Basically, we've done this before. We did it with, if you could see a band again, a band that was your favorite band to see, and you had the opportunity to see them one more time because you can't see them anymore, who would that band be? And it ended up being Elvis.
Yeah.
All right, you know, because we thought that Freddie and Queen was going to take it down.
Right.
And then some guy said, I saw Elvis, and I would do anything to see him again. And like, it's hard to top that one, especially when you're talking about a band that did a song that tried to sound like Elvis. Right? So today we've got three people on the line. We'll start out this morning with Joe. Good morning, Joe. How's it going?
Hey, how you doing, John?
Doing damn fine. All right, you've got 30 seconds to convince us why we should listen to your favorite band. Talk to us as if we've never heard of them. Go.
Let me tell you something about Led Zeppelin. You had Bottom, Page, Flint. I mean, that was the backbone of the band, especially Bonham, the way he would wail on them drums. I'd give up my soul to see them in concert. They're the best there ever was. I mean, Zeppelin, Bonham, the powerhouse. I even get chills just talking about him still.
There's your 30 seconds. All right, thank you,
good. Dude. That was pretty good, Joe.
That was.
Bringing the passion.
Okay, Steve, you've got 30 seconds to convince us why we should listen to your favorite band as if we've never heard of them before. Go.
John, I got this new band. It's actually being built as a super group, okay? And it's from two former members of Cream, Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker, all right? And also we got a guy named Steve Winwood. He's from the Spencer Davis group. And a bassist called Rick Gretsch. And they're going to play Hyde Park. And they're being built as the first super group. I'm telling you, you're going to want to see this band.
All right, well, there's your 30. All right, thank you so much.
Not bad. Is that
he left out Traffic, though.
Well, that was later on, though, right? That was after. Wasn't Traffic after?
No.
I stand corrected.
It's okay.
Thanks,
have
Carl.
A good morning.
You too. Bye.
All right, Carl, you got 30 seconds. Who's your favorite band? Convince us why we should listen to them as if we've never heard them before.
All right, my favorite band, my favorite artist is Alice Cooper.
Who's going to be on the show later today?
Whoa.
Okay, all right.
I didn't know that, but that's awesome. I'm going to have to try and get the podcast.
All right, so all right. I'll restart your time now. Alice all Cooper, right. Go.
One reason, the main reason I like Alice Cooper is his diversity. He's done some of the heavy metal albums, Bruto Planet, Dragontown. He's even done New Wave, a disco album. And he's done some of the best concept albums out there. The Last Temptation, both of the Welcome to My Nightmare albums. But that doesn't mean...
Oh, well, there's your 30 seconds.
Oh, man.
There's your 30 seconds.
Man.
Good case.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with Zeph. I mean, he basically just gave us a biography. I would have keyed in on the live show personally.
He's squeaking in the background.
Hey, Carl, squeak. No more squeaks. Your 30 seconds is up.
Have a good morning. Okay, there you have it. We've got three people, three bands, Blind Freight, Led Zeppelin, and Alice Cooper, who, as I said, is going to be our guest at 8:10 this morning. Who won you over?
I think it was the guy with Zepp. I mean, he really was pushing Bonham as the backbone.
Uh-huh.
At least that's for me.
All right. Dave?
Same, yeah. No, he brought the passion, and he described every member of the band. Made me want to go see him. Maybe if we were being, you know, pushed to listen to an album, I would have gone Alice, but we're going to see him live. I go Zep.
You know, I got to tell you, the Alice guy really did it for me. But 2 out of 3 says Led Zeppelin, so Led Zeppelin it is.
John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, Ovation Hall at Ocean's Casino in Atlantic City. This gentleman will be performing. It's his first show on this tour. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the incomparable Alice Cooper. Hey, Alice.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm so glad to get back on stage after a year and a half.
All right. Did you really have to cancel 180 shows?
Yeah. 180 shows, wow. 17 countries.
Oh my God.
You know, I mean, it was a huge tour. And then after that, I had the Hollywood Vampires out for another 30 or 40 shows. So everything fell apart.
So you don't like spending time at home at all, do you?
Well, you know, the funny thing is my wife is in the show.
Uh-huh.
My wife plays two or three characters in the show, and she does all the high harmonies. So when I leave home, I bring home with me.
Now, what do you do about golf when you're doing a 180 show tour?
I play every day.
You're kidding.
Oh, God, you are.
That is the life.
So lucky.
Oh, God, Alice.
I had to ask for these guys.
Who doesn't want to be in my band? We play golf in the morning and rock and roll at night.
It's too good to be true.
I can't play an instrument. I can't play a lick of anything, but damn it, I'll golf every day if I have to, if I can be in the band.
It's the coolest thing ever. My guitar player, Ryan Roxy, and Chuck Garrick are both like avid golfers. And so we get up in the morning and go, okay, where are we playing today? Oh, we're playing there. Okay, great. And play nine holes. And then we do the show that night.
Wow.
But on days off, we play 18.
My God. I am so jealous. It's insane.
Who's the most unexpectedly good golfer you've ever played with?
Dweezil Zappa.
What?
Really?
Oh. Frank Zappa's son, Dweezil, is a great player.
And who's the worst you've ever played with?
You know, I'll tell you a great story. I got a call from Eddie Van Halen.
Uh-huh.
And he says, hey, I want to come in and play golf. And I said, okay, I'll take you out. And at the end of the round, you know, he says, well, what do you think of my game? And I said, Eddie, you are a great guitar player. And he says, yeah, but what about my game? I said, Eddie, you write some really good songs. This may not be your game.
Even rockers do business on the golf course.
Yeah. Tell me about Detroit Stories, the new album.
You know, we went to Detroit because I said I want to make an album, 12 really killer rock songs. And we couldn't do that in Nashville. We couldn't do that in L.A. We couldn't do that in New York. I said, the only place you can really do that is Detroit. That's the home of hard rock. You know, and so we went there, and then we took it a step further and said, let's write all the songs here in Detroit about Detroit, because it's my hometown,
mm-hmm.
and we'll use all Detroit players.
Cool.
So we had Wayne Kramer from MC5 and Johnny B, who played drums with Mitch Ryder. The band was so good that we couldn't like layer it. I just said, this band, just all these songs are going to be played live in the studio.
Wow.
Oh, man.
And they killed it. Every one of those tracks are live in the studio.
Alice, you and I have known each other for so damn long, and I've done so many interviews with you. It's hard to find things that I did not ask you. But I came across two things. Are you really afraid of needles?
Oh, are you kidding? When I can put my head in a guillotine. I can put, you can put a boa constrictor around my neck, but a blood test? I'm on the floor. But here's the crazy thing. I got all three of my vaccination shots.
Uh-huh.
And I never felt one of the shots.
What, you have your eyes closed?
Passed out.
No, it was just one of those things where I said, well, go ahead. She's like, I already did it. So I never felt any of those shots at all. And that's kind of opened me up a little bit more.
I also read that at one time you were Keanu Reeves' babysitter?
I was working in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
With Bob Ezrin in Yorktown. And across the street was this Victorian house, and Bob knew the lady that lived there. And they had this little five-year-old boy. And I was staying at that house instead of staying at a hotel. And so this little guy, Key, his name was, black hair. And she says, I don't get home till 3 o'clock. Could you just watch him for an hour before we get home? And I said, well, just bring him over to the studio. So every day I take him out and get ice cream, you know, and we'd play with him. There was a big black dog, and he'd be in the studio and he'd playing around. He was our mascot, Keith. So I'm watching one of the late night shows, every which one, and the guy brings out a Welcome to My Nightmare album, and Keanu Reeves is there, and he said, oh yeah, he used to be my babysitter. And I went, no, I wasn't. Wait a minute. Key.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, God.
Man, that's wild.
This is on par with, I don't know if you ever, do you know Billy Crystal?
Yeah.
All right. Do you know who his babysitter was?
Milton Berle?
No. Right. Billie Holiday.
Really?
Yeah. His dad owned a very famous jazz record store and then went into producing. And Billie Holiday was just real close with his dad. And he would leave Billie with Billie.
Well, you know, when we first started in L.A., I ended up sort of half babysitting Moon Unit and Dweezil.
Was he as good as at golf back then?
No. But here's an interesting one. You know, I mean, have you ever seen Dweezil play? That guy's one of the best players around. He can really play. And his dad was considered one of the five best guitar players in rock and roll. Frank was. And Eddie Van Halen taught Dweezil how to play.
Wow.
Oh, I could give you another good one, too. I was over at Ringo's when Zach was about 4 years old. And I said, so you're going to teach Zach how to play, right? And he goes, no, Uncle Keith is. Keith Moon.
Wow. Oh, and so that explains why he's in the Who now.
Because he's the only one that plays exactly like Keith Moon.
Wow. And he does that flat cymbal thing, too, that Keith uses.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah.
He did some stuff with the Vampires. We took him. You played with us in Rio de Janeiro, down in Rio, Rock and Roll. And, man, what a great drummer this guy is.
Alice Cooper is our guest here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. We'll continue our conversation right after this. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Alice Cooper is our guest. Alice, what's the story with the Vampires? Will the Vampires ever play beyond Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah. No, we did. We did Rock and Rio. We did all over Europe. When our tour is over, I plan going back out with Johnny and Joe, and we're ready to play. Johnny right now is doing an album with Jeff Beck.
Really?
People think Johnny is an actor trying to be a guitar player. Johnny was a guitar player first, then became an actor. And Johnny can play as pretty much anything that Joe Perry or anybody can play.
Wow.
I mean, Joe is a much slicker lead guitar player, but Johnny plays very, very much like Keith Richards.
Lastly this morning, let me ask you about this, because did you see that series, 1971, The Year That Changed Everything?
Yeah, I did.
All right. There's a big part in that series about you. And I never realized at the time, and, you know, and I was living it, that 18 became the anthem for youth that it became. I guess it was because I just accepted it as an Alice Cooper song.
You know, the funny thing was it was the first punk anthem. I mean, when you really think of it, you know, I mean, my generation, I think, might have been the very first one. But that song came out, and back then there was a top 40. But the top 40 was Frank Sinatra.
Right.
You know, the Beatles, Simon and Garfunkel, the Supremes. So you had to get a song in that top 40. And 18 somehow was so different that it took off and became, you know, sort of like the minimalist kind of rock song. But it had a lot of power to it. It was a powerful song that spoke to a lot of kids. So it really was the first big hit. That was a punk anthem.
It must have been wild listening to AM radio back then and hearing saying something stupid like I Love You by Frank and Nancy Sinatra going into 18.
Yeah. But that did open the door for Schools Out and, you know, No More Mr. Nice Guy and all the other hits that happened after that.
Hey, real quick, who wins the Ryder Cup?
I'll tell you what, if our guys play as good as they've been playing, the other guys, they got Rom.
Yeah.
They've got a bunch of great players on that team.
But they don't got our squad, man. This is our year.
You have to hit it straight there. You have to hit it straight.
Yep.
Or you're in trouble all day.
Yep.
Last golf question. Where are you playing when you're in AC?
Atlantic Country Club.
Oh,
where they term the birdie was invented.
Get
great,
out.
It's a great course. Yeah, great. Well, Alice, the next time there's a global pandemic that cancels 180 shows of yours, you, Dave, and I'll do a golf podcast.
There it is. There it is. Let's start it up.
Well, you know, here's the funny thing. The very last show that we did with Queen in Sydney, Australia, 95,000 people, and we had no idea that was going to be our last show for a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
So when I got back to Phoenix, they said, everything is closed except the golf courses. And I went, I don't care who this governor is. I don't care if he's a cannibalistic Taliban. I'm voting for him.
Well, look, is there anywhere in the Philadelphia area that you've ever wanted to play but never you got to?
I don't think I've ever played Bulbasaur.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right. Have you played Marion?
I played Marion, and I played Pine Valley. But I've never played Bulbasaur, which is, you know, hosted a couple of really majors.
Well, if you ever need to, you let us know. We'll make it happen.
So, but you guys got to play.
Fine. What, wow. Absolutely.
Yes, John. That includes you.
Okay, I'm in. Well, Alice, look, thank you so much for taking the time. Tomorrow night, Ovation Hall, Ocean Casino, Atlantic City, Alice Cooper and Band. And what a band it is. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. You stay healthy, you stay good, and I hope to talk to you again in the future.
Okay, I've got to go down and find out how the giant 12-foot baby is going to kill the Mademoiselle Guillotine.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.